Blog Talk Radio.
Unified we go, we like a push, yeah. I connect, I'm KS, I support, yeah. I'm like a movement, yeah. Got them exclusive, yeah. All up, all up, no support. Kingdom, business, I rap. Jesus, music, exclusive. Time, I am so relentless. Artist, showcase. Christ inside me, I support, kingdom assignment, live and feel, yeah, yeah, all up inside me, I support, yeah, yeah, only each hope, in my head, if you send it out, I will, this is your daughter, kingdom supporter, if you love Jesus, I'm a supporter.
My dear brother, I support. Here is varsity is hard. And there's some people who understand. Before the rain, you're building art. KS is that. Chiropractor flow, I got his back. Exclusive with tracks. Then there is interviews deeper than rap. This be for God. He be the squad. We lift him up, he get applause. We are not here for the oohs and the odds. We take it by force. The victory odds. We give it to God. For the save to the lost. From the cradle to the cross. From the east to the west. His word put words in our mouth. KS,
you're mine. I am a king, kid, y'all. It's not about me. Christ inside me. Christ inside me. I support. Give him assignment. Leave it feel. Yeah, yeah. All up inside me.
Radio Show family, what's going on? What's good with everybody? It is your man KS. You know KS stands for Kingdom Supporter, and I got a doubleheader for you guys tonight. In case if you haven't dialed in, you could call that number 914-205-5471 to listen live and, you know, to interact with my guests on tonight. Tonight, of course, round one goes to none other than the homie Daniel Anthony, the living legend himself, was actually a guest this past Tuesday on Candid Convos. But at 9 o'clock, I got a very special guest as well, and his name is Regal Jones. So we heard in the intro that, you know, it is the KS Radio Show. That was with Ricardo Lambert and the homie Ewell Netter from Raptor Ready North Productions. I believe Daniel Anthony is in queue. Daniel, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I am great. And, you know, we can't start the show without prayer. So we're gonna go ahead and get into this prayer, mm-hmm. and then we have a 1 hour interview with you. So first and foremost, Father God, we want to say thank you for this time, thank you for this day, thank you for just giving us the opportunity to, you know, get it right. Thank you for my guest, Daniel Anthony, on tonight. Lord, I pray that you just continue to bless him, not only bless him, but also expand his territory, give him more boldness to continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in his music, in his life, with his kids, with his marriage, and anything that you have him doing, oh God. Lord, bless his supporters and listeners and people that, you know, that support his music on different digital platforms and, you know, that sows into his ministry. I pray that you just continue to just give him your love tenfold, 100-fold, oh God. And, Lord, just let us be blessed by his testimony on tonight, by his encouragement on tonight, by his lyrics on tonight. And, Lord, I pray for anybody that will call in that if they don't know you in the departing of their sins, then hopefully something that we say on tonight or that they hear from the music on tonight will give them an encounter to know you, to introduce you to them into their hearts and change their lives forever. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen again.
Amen.
Amen. So, Daniel Anthony, you know, stranger to the show, so welcome back. I think this is your second time on the KS Radio Show. I'm definitely appreciate you for wanting to be a guest. How's your Friday going?
It's going well, not bad at all. How about you?
Amen. Now for those who don't know who you are a Christian R&B soul singer. You dibble and dabble in both categories, and you just released a Thanksgiving double single titled "He's Good," featuring none other than Rylan Jr. and "Wherever I Go." And, of course, we talked about that this past Tuesday. But for the new listeners who don't know your testimony, can you give us a quick snapshot and a quick summary of your testimony?
That includes a lot of things. But, you know, as far as, you know, I got saved in 04, and that was due to my wife being diligent and trying to get me to go to church with her during that time. And, you know, we both ended up getting baptized on her birthday in 2004. And, you know, since then, I've just been trying to keep myself grounded in any way, shape, or form that I could to, you know, keep ministering God's word, but also, you know, making sure that I change my tune literally and figuratively, you know, by, you know, doing gospel music instead of secular music that I was doing before. So, listen, there's a lot that it entails and that I did not realize that I had to do, but once, you know, that realization came along, I won't say that it was easy. It was definitely not easy, but, you know, it definitely still works, and God is good, and I'm just glad that he was able to bring me through and still continuing to work on me.
Amen. Well, like I said, we have two of your songs in queue. I know Amen. That, you know, that you're an artist, but are you, like, working on, like, another music video? Are you working on, like, releasing more music? Is it a project coming out? Because people just don't release double singles for no reason.
Right.
So we got to know what else is in the future for Daniel Anthony.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm still currently working on my project that's going to be coming out next year. I'm looking at hopefully a March or April release, but we'll see what God says on that. You know, just kind of, like I said, be diligent in what I'm doing and, you know, keep things working and moving. But, yeah, the double single was definitely not for no reason at all. I just wanted to make sure to, you know, put something out, and that idea came to me when I was working on the second track, "Wherever I Go," and it just kind of went inside, like, hand in hand with "He's Good," because, you know, he's good wherever I go, and just trying to make sure that I keep God with me at all times, wherever I go, telling people about how good he is, and, you know, wanted to make sure that I put a nice little visual to it, just about having fun, but also kind of pouring my heart out into it and letting people see that, you know, vulnerability that God can lead you to do, not just at, you know, specific times, but any time.
Amen. Definitely. God can use you with or without your permission. You won't even know that he's using you until he confirms it.
Right.
Man, God is an amazing God, and he's so strategic with everything that he does. I'm always amazed when I hear the story of Moses. When he hardened Pharaoh's heart, right? And then he made his heart soft And then he, you know, then Pharaoh finally gave over the people. And then he, you know, he hardened his heart again, and then he chased them. I'm like, what is happening? He either going to let him go or he's not going to let him go. So I'm always amazed at what God does. And he's so strategic with everything that he does. Of course, he always gives us a glimpse of the small picture, but he never gives us the full view of the big picture. So
indeed.
He always sees the full view. But we're always encouraged to know that we are doing something for God. And when he speaks to us, whether it's just through dreams, through scripture, through, you know, angels, visitation of angels, or, you know, just through somebody that's like following God, like a prophet or something. So God is, man, there's so many different ways that he speaks to people, and especially his children that he called his own. So I'm always encouraged by how strategic God is, and I'm sure you are too, being a man of God, and you know, being a father and a husband.
I try to be, yes.
So with your new project, you know, you gave us a little spoiler alert, is releasing in 2022. Other than Ronnie Jr., are there any other features that you can let us know that might be on the project?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I got my friend from Cali, my brother in Christ, Michael White Jr., aka the Foundation. He's going to be on a track. I got another friend of mine named Big Unk that's going to be on another one. Let me see, who else I got on there? I got Iron Will, who's also out of Rochester, New York. Shout out to him. And a couple of others I kind of want to save for later on. But, you know, I've been making some good connections and friends while doing my show, The Hill is Lines. What I do is I end up doing the same thing you do, in a sense. I interview people, you know, the independent artists and stuff, whether they be CHH or gospel, and, you know, make good connections with them and, you know, forge relationships with them to the point where, you know, we've been on each other's projects or projects. So, yeah, that's going to be a blessing to finally hear the full outcome of it done.
Now, Daniel, I had no idea all this time that I've known you as a friend. I had no idea that you had a show. That's a first. You said it's called The Illest Lines?
Yes, sir, The Illest Lines. And basically it's just a show where we talk about a person's history and music, as well as their influences and lyrics from their songs. So that's why it's called The Illest Lines.
I got you. So how long do you do it by yourself? You got a co-host or anything?
Yeah, I do it by myself. It's a like I call it a blogcast, basically, because it's like a video podcast that I put out on YouTube. And so what I'm doing is, I'm just doing a Zoom call with them, so video, you know, interviewing them, talking to them a little bit, and sometimes the conversations can go for a long time because, you know, we'll either be blessing each other or I'll get, you know, completely blessed by the things that people are saying. And just a wonderful time in the Lord, really, to be honest with you, because, you know, we're talking about a lot of different things and get into, you know, good conversations about, you know, God's goodness and grace.
Wow. Well, we're going to get into one of your singles on tonight, Wherever I Go. Can you tell us the inspiration behind this track?
Yeah, Wherever I Go is basically just about taking God wherever I go. You know, a lot of times, you know, we end up sometimes leaving God some other place, you know, because we're not thinking too much about him, you know what I mean? Even, you know, he never leaves us or forsake us. There's times that we end up, you know, quote-unquote leaving him because we're not really putting him at the forefront of our minds or, you know, praying at the first moment that we wake up. So taking him wherever I go is just about that in itself, you know, making sure that we're taking him no matter where we go, and, you know, spreading the good news in some way, shape, or form, you know, so that way people can see the God in you.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into your song right now. Here is Daniel Anthony with Wherever I Go, right here on the KS Radio Show. Man, y'all keep it locked. Again, man, if anybody wants to dial in, that number is 914-205-5471. Definitely dial in and listen to this track. Here is Daniel Anthony, Wherever I Go. Check it out.
Amen.
Lord, you're so instrumental. I'm putting that peace into my mental. Cause if I get a piece of a glimpse where I'm out of my mind,
the light of your touch,
you can do so much.
Put in order for you to do
what you gotta do. I know I gotta do my part, and that means starting my day by inviting you in my heart.
Then you're gonna lift my hand,
command my spirit to
give you praise.
The least I could do,
you deserve way more from me.
Billion times that could never be
enough.
God, I know my joy comes straight from you, and I want my way just to be
mine.
No matter where I go, I know you're with me, and I hope it's
wherever I go.
Wish I learned a long time ago, but I was turning the wrong way. I know I got saved in 8-8, but it didn't take like a bad perm. Nah, I couldn't get it straight.
What?
Who knew the enemy had what would cost me? I made the enemy mad cause he lost me. When the day came in 04 and I raised up my hand, became a new man. Started on my plan to be renewed in Christ. I didn't know that I would have to choose to fight. Stood up to stand up against my sin, trying to make my losses turn into win.
Long as I had you, I
could never be defeated.
Long as I had you,
my victory is repeated. Like I got all the trophies and gold rings. G-O-D, he's the reason I said yes.
I wanna take you with me.
Hey, this is Ariana Marie, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. That was a brand new single from Daniel Anthony, who is my guest on tonight. The name of that track is titled Wherever I Go. And Daniel, if I'm not mistaken, you have a video to that release as well on YouTube, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Starts off with He's Good and then ends with Wherever I Go.
Amen. So we all know that, you know, 2022 is on the horizon. Other than you releasing a project, what else are you going to be working on in 2022, or what else are you, like, looking forward to in 2022?
I'm looking forward to a lot of things. You know, my wife and I got some things working, you know, between ourselves, and then, you know, just wanting to do different, you know, step on our faith a little bit more and do different things, you know, with the general public, you know, do some events and stuff, and, you know, just kind of get things off the ground. Of course, continuing with the illest lines and trying to make that a major thing as well.
Amen. Now, for anyone, now, how do you find your guests for the illest lines?
I'll be honest, a lot of times I'm going through Instagram, or I'll see people pop up that other friends of mine are sharing, especially if I haven't heard of them, you know, I'll click on their information and I'll kind of seek them out on Spotify or Apple Music and then Instagram, kind of, you know, see what they do and whatnot, and then I just reach out to them by sending them a message, and, you know, a lot of times they respond back pretty quickly. So that's been a blessing.
Amen. So if I wanted to be a guest on the Illus Lines, what would I have to do? Because I don't make
say
music.
The word. and that's a funny thing, too, because we, you know, I've also done a couple of interviews with people that they may not actually make music themselves. Like I had a gentleman on there by the name of David Gibson. He's like a motivational speaker. And it was just kind of talking about not only what he does for a living, but also how music ties into that. So, you know, I kind of talk to them a little bit more about, you know, how they feel, you know, motivated, I should say, with music and everything else that they work in as far as their life, their career and whatnot. So it always goes down to the music. And then I ask them, you know, what the illest line was that they've ever heard that made an impact on their life. Because, you know, we all remember, you know, at least one song that, you know, we've heard where it's, you know, touched our hearts and our spirits really good, you know.
Amen. Definitely understand that. I know
yeah.
a lot of people, they you know, they see the outside of the ministry, but they don't see, you know, like
right.
the late nights. They don't see, they in your case, Dane Anthony,
mm-hmm.
they don't see how many minutes or how many hours you have to scroll on Instagram to find, you know, the appropriate guest. So
right,
believe
right.
me, this we're not just doing this for show. We're doing this, you know,
that's
with
right.
with intent to represent God in an excellent way. And we want the right guests,
mm-hmm.
we want the right music, and, you know, we want the right platform. And all of that takes
exactly.
time, and it could be time-consuming. I know in my case, it's always discouraging, should I say, when a guest
mm-hmm.
has to postpone or cancel. Because here it is,
right.
I got the flyer ready to be made, and you back.
Right.
Now I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Because my listeners are looking for the content. So what am I supposed
right.
to do, Lord? Am I supposed to have a show? Am I not supposed to have a show? What should I do?
Right.
So that part
yeah.
could be a little discouraging, but we push through, right?
It can, yeah. And, you know, the funny thing about that, I guess for me, it's a little different because they're pre-recorded. So, you know, after we do our Zoom call, I go ahead and do whatever editing I may have to do, because sometimes there's glitches in Zoom, or sometimes we go off on a tangent and talk for a long time. I try to keep the premiere under an hour at least, to try to make sure that, you know, it doesn't get too, you know, redundant or too long, you know. So for me, if they end up having to reschedule, you know, it's nothing but, you know, canceling the event and then, you know, rescheduling for another time, because nothing has been promoted as of yet.
Gotcha. So,
yeah.
Daniel Anthony, tell us a little bit about He's Good and, you know, what was the inspiration behind it? And, you know, give us something about your featured artist, Ryland Jr., that, you know, that we want to
okay.
see on social media, because I know you know him personally.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the funny thing is that we, just to kind of start off with a little funny story, is that we haven't met physically yet. Like, even though we did a video together, he shot his part in New York with the same director. Shout out to Rashad Scott, the Renaissance New York. He shot his part over there in Rochester, and then he flew down here to Florida, did my part. But he was a guest on the show as well, on the Illest Lines, and we clicked. Like right away, I love his style. He has like this. I told him he seemed like the Christian Black Thought,
mm-hmm.
and you know, from the roots, and you know, so we kind of clicked right away. And you know, he wanted to show me, you know, a couple of songs that he'd been working on, and I showed him a couple of songs, and then I kind of finagled my way into one of his songs, because he showed me, he sent me a song of his, which is a song called All About Him. It's one of his singles out right now. And when I was listening to it, I'm like, oh, man, I started hearing backgrounds. And I'm like, okay, let me ask him first, you know, if he wouldn't mind me, you know, recording something. So recorded it, sent it to him, and he loved it and he kept it. So, you know, we kind of been going since then, and he's been helping me out a lot. I mean, he has a lot of connections. And, you know, it's just, like I said, the relationship that was forged between us is, you know, really nice, because it's good to meet people that want to support, want to help, you know what I'm saying, without feeling
mm-hmm.
like, oh, well, this is going to take away from me and what I'm doing, you know. So that's why I ended up having him on my project, on this song. And it just came naturally, because the song that, when I first heard the track, it's from a producer by the name of Jarrell Banks, and I found him on YouTube. And his music is just so, oh, man, it's fire. it's really dope. He's got like the style that he could do trap soul, he could do neo soul, he could do, you know, just anything, it seems like. I think he's done even a couple of rock type tracks too. And this particular track, it just jumped out at me, and I started recording on it right away. I got the hook first, you know, and then, you know, after praying about it, I went ahead and moved forward with recording the whole thing, and I sent it to him. And he was like, yeah, of course I'll jump on it. So he did it, I think about within a week, he sent me his stems, and we had everything done, you know what I mean? And it's been cool ever since. And that song in itself is just, it is such a beautiful song to me, you know, because I get a chance to be able to brag on God for a little bit, you know what I mean? Because that's really what it's about, just bragging on God and giving him the glory and honor that he deserves.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into your, you know, your second single from the double release that you released on Thanksgiving. Here is your song, Daniel Anthony, titled He's Good, featuring Ryland Jr., right here on the KS Radio Show. Y'all keep it locked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Listen, James 1:17 says, whatever was good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. So I just want to tell you about how good God is today. And if you know like I know, then you'll praise him with me. Amen? Come on, let's go. Listen. Let me tell you about the way that he loves and the way that he gives so graciously. Yeah. Can't explain every single blessing that he's given to me in my life. Every time I try to wrap my head around it, I just can't. Because I know all of the mess that I've been in. I just can't.
No.
Some things are feathered in me.
No,
I gotta let it out. Because I get joy just thinking about all the things he's done for me.
Like how I live and move and have my things.
Got
both my hands up and I sing.
My praise is to him. I just wanna tell you how good God's been.
He's good,
so good,
so good.
And I want you to know that
He's good,
so good,
so good.
And I want you to taste and see that He's good,
so good,
so good.
And I
got to tell everybody He is good. And I know that He always will be.
Yeah, listen, verse 2,
Ooh, let me tell you just how my life was.
And
all the things He saved me from. I could have lost my life before 99.
Yeah.
Never would have been my wife.
Oh, how He blessed me by sending my queen. I'm eternally grateful for it.
And this praise here will show it. Cause I just wanna tell you how good God is.
That I was living with. Coulda had me die, but got me kicking it. How they crucified him, he was innocent. Body laying lifeless and he finished it.
So good.
My heart is where his spirit is. Told me he won't leave me though he should, cause of my ignorance. Stubbornness, governing, my yelling at my children. It's a blessing, he don't do the same to me. I got to give him his. So good, he blew breath in Adam's lungs.
He
put darkness to death and made the sun.
He
parted all the waters with the sky. Let the ground get dry. That was before he took the rest from all the fun.
He saw that it was good.
He gon' separate the tear from the beat. You can mash up with the angels or get gnashing at your teeth.
By a bunch.
Yo. Give him a chance to prove himself. Read the word for yourself.
Yeah.
You will learn. You can tell that
he is good.
Pardon me if my speech seems tempered with passion, but lately my life ain't been no crystal stair. Instead of graduations and walking across stages and going to basketball games, I'm seeing riots and fires and people who are dying from a lack of air. I would speak, but see, the way this mask on my face is set up, I'm a little distant and frankly, I'm tired. And I really don't understand the argument because some of us have been wearing masks to church long before they were required, but I digress. We smile, but see, depression has a funny way with timing because as soon as I think it's gonna get better, the news only reminds me every 4 minutes exactly how many people are dying. This can't be life. They say things get better with time. How, Sway? Cause Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, and Breonna Taylor didn't get more time. Instead, time rewarded them with death, the hard way. I want to keep the faith, but I'd be lying if I didn't say sometimes I feel forgotten, because never leave me nor forsake me seems to fade when my brothers and sisters are rotten. The pastor spoke about racism on Sunday, but that was weeks ago, and now we're on to the next. While Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh were found in sunny Southern California in a tree hanging by their necks, so I need answers. Cause if red and yellow, black and white are all precious in his sight, then why does fear now come in squad cars when police come out at night? If we can launch people into space where no one is, why can't we get ventilators in hospitals just so people can live? I don't see the issue. Cause you're telling me my car can park itself, drive itself, but I can't go to the store and buy tissue. Something ain't adding up. I've been in the house 3 whole months and life will never be the same. I got gloves, I got masks, I got disinfectant. I bought this story hook, line, and sinker. I've sanitized my hands so much, alcohol is coming out my pores and I have never been a drinker. So I need answers. So what do I do? Me? Oh, I turn to the place this record has never been wrong. Written over 2,000 years ago and still correct, still right, still true, song after song. See, this story, like so many before, was already in the bookcases. There will be nation rising up against nation, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I know you feel like there's no hope, and this world is in a downward spiral. But can I tell you something? At the peak of hopelessness is a perfect time for revival. Because God has never lost, and he is still on the throne, and he will reign forever after statues, after flags, protesters, and corona are all long gone. There is a hope found in him that this world needs to know. And it's up to us, it is up to you to make sure that his love is known. My brother, my sister, our skin color don't make us divided. Because the blood that was shed on Calvary is relentless. And it has hope, joy, and unity inside it. You looking for an answer? Well, let me be frank and very clear. The only answer that will change anything in this world is Jesus, and he is as he has always been, right here. He is the answer. KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at Aliciotorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show. Or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony. So get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass on never intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Hi, I'm Rosalind Smith Sistrunk with Rosalind Smith Counseling, and I'm here to talk about this life-changing program called From Forgiveness to Healing. From Forgiveness to Healing is a faith-based 8-week transformational journey that supports individuals through the process of forgiveness. The program is designed to help individuals release the burdens and pains that they have experienced due to unforgiveness. Most people don't realize the toxicity that unforgiveness creates in their lives and how it impacts decision-making and how they interact with others. From Forgiveness to Healing helps individuals gain insight into how their painful and stressful life experiences impact how they view themselves and others. Here are just some of the benefits of the From Forgiveness to Healing program. Individuals gain an understanding of the process of forgiveness, learn the importance of self-compassion, deepen their relationship and connection with God, learn to relate differently to their painful or stressful life experiences, develop a new way to handle life experiences, are empowered to live their desired lives, have access to a supportive community of believers. From Forgiveness to Healing was divinely given to me by God. It was my answered prayer on how to help my clients move along their healing journey. I knew what God had given me was impactful, but I had no idea the level of impact it would have on people's lives until they started experiencing the material. Here are some of the comments from the participants on how they describe their experience with the program. This journey has been God's cosmetic surgery to a new life, new relationship, new spirit, new love, new appreciation. Very valuable, especially to people dealing with abuse, trauma, grief, or unforgiveness. Going into the class with an open mind and heart may allow you to receive all, if not a part of what you hope to receive on your forgiveness and healing journey. This journey was enlightening, and I know that I have to do my best to live out what I learned.
The Forgiveness to Healing program has made a huge impact in my life, and I am starting to see the effect of the change in me, how it affects those that I'm connected to. This program has allowed me to actually go back to where my pain story started and address some of those issues that I thought were gone, but I've still been dealing with over time. It allowed me to learn to let go of past hurts and also learn the process of forgiving, like truly forgiving people for the pain that they've caused me, as well as take accountability for the pain that I've caused others.
From Forgiveness to Healing is your opportunity to learn how to relate differently to your painful and stressful life experiences. Are you ready to experience freedom and healing? Then register today for this life-changing program.
It's your boy De La Mons. You are now rocking to
the KS Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back again, man. I want to give a big shout-out to one of my sponsors, you know, one of my partnerships, Rosalind Smith Counseling. As you heard in the commercial, in the announcement, that she is a professional counselor, and she deals with individuals as well as, you know, couples. And so if you are in the tri-state area or if you just need some, you know, a solution to, you know, what you're going through, and if you need a counselor to just talk to, I highly recommend her. You can click the link in the description of this interview with Daniel Anthony for more information. And if you need to book a session, you can find the information in the description as well. We heard from the homie Daniel Anthony with his song called He's Good featuring Rylan Jr. Daniel Anthony, are you there, bro?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I know time is of the essence, and I got my another 20 minutes with you. Are you enjoying yourself tonight?
Yes, sir. Having a blast, bro.
Amen, amen. I do want to give another quick shout out to the homie Million, who sent over that answer clip, because a lot of us we get so tied to the world's ways that we, let's be honest,
indeed,
we forget to put our faith first. And if we don't
That's
put
right.
our faith first, then we don't put Jesus first. But I want to encourage
mm-hmm.
every listener and let you guys know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what, how many people COVID-19 kills, or, you know, what the government says, Jesus is still the answer. So I just
That's
want to
right.
recommend that and encourage the body of Christ and the listeners with that piece of encouragement. Daniel Anthony, are there any shout-outs would you like to give on tonight?
Oh, most definitely. I definitely want to shout out my wife, Leslie, and my daughter, Heaven. We're actually riding around in the car right now looking at the neighborhood lights. I definitely want to shout them out there. She is one of my biggest, or the biggest supporter that I have. She's always encouraging me to keep going and whatnot. And my kids, my daughter, she just turned 12 last month. And then I have my two older kids. One is in college. Actually, he's on vacation in Boston at the moment. And then my older son who lives in California. Definitely want to shout them out. Of course, I want to shout out my brother Ryland Jr. from Rochester, as well as Michael White Jr. And all my friends and family who might be listening right now. I love you guys and miss every single one of you.
Hey, man. Now, you said that you're riding around looking at Christmas lights. So let me ask
yes.
you, do you guys, as the Anthony family, do you guys have any Christmas tradition?
We do. As a matter of fact, it's funny, we were talking about that. We normally try, I try to keep the tradition of like watching Elf and Grinch the day after Thanksgiving, and then not doing any kind of, you know, like decorating or anything like that until like December 1st. But this year I went ahead and went against it because I knew my daughter really wanted to have some decorations up and whatnot. So we started, we put up our tree, I think, the weekend of Thanksgiving, which is the same week as her birthday, too. So.
Wow. When is her birthday?
Yeah. November 24th. So she just turned 12. Yeah.
That's awesome. I thought you meant her birthday was the week of Christmas, because my birthday is actually the week of Christmas as well.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I remember you telling me that.
So yeah, that's amazing. And you know, as individuals and as a family, it's important that we keep those traditions alive, especially around the holidays, because the holidays brings the family together.
Whether
we could be there physically or, you know, via Zoom or via FaceTime for all of the iPhone users out there. It's important to keep the traditions going because they do a lot for, you know, our childhood and as well as our adulthood as well.
Indeed.
That's amazing,
those
bro.
Those are the things that we always remember.
Daniel Anthony, before we let you go, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Yeah, definitely. On Instagram, I am at I_DAnthony. So that's I-M as in Mary underscore D Anthony. Same thing for Twitter. Same thing for TikTok. And then, which I'm not really that active on TikTok, you know, but it's growing on me. I post little videos here and there. And then on Facebook, I'm also at I'm D Anthony. And I also have a website, imdanthony.com. And you can get everything there from all my social media to everything on digital platforms, as well as a section where you can even request prayer. Because I'm big on making sure that, you know, people get prayed for. And sometimes they don't always have somebody that they can go to right away. And, you know, they look for people externally. So, you know, I like to try to do my best to be there as much as I can. So that kind of opens up the you know, I guess you could say the prayer lines, so to speak, you know, for people to be able to reach out and just send me a prayer request, and I always make sure to keep people in my prayers.
Absolutely. Well, while you guys are riding around watching Christmas lights, we're going to go ahead and take a quick music break and get the listeners in the spirit of Christmas with Gloria Shalom.
Amen.
Have yourself a Merry Christmas right here exclusively on the KS Radio Show. I got another question or two with the homie Daniel Anthony. So you guys definitely keep it locked. Again, if you haven't dialed in, the number is 914-205-5471. Here is Gloria Shalom with Have Yourself a Merry Christmas. Check it out.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be gay. From now on, our troubles
speak golden days of yore. Faithful friend to what did to us, gather near to us once more. So through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bell. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Have a wonderful, wonderful, merry little Christmas now, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Season to be jolly. Have a merry, merry Christmas now. So here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends to what did to us, gather near to us once more. So through the years we all will be together.
Everybody, it's time to celebrate Jesus.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a merry, merry Christmas now. Yeah, yeah. Come on, y'all.
God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Huh? Hey. What's up, y'all? This is Chandler Alexander, gospel rapper, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Huh?
Hey, what's up? This is Chrissy Payne with Fox Culture, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show. Keep bearing fruit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I mean, big shout out to my good friend, my very talented sister, Aglosh, along with that Have Yourself a Merry Christmas cover, as well as her announcement to her business, her website titled ShalomChic.com, which is where you can find the link in the description where she talks about her design of clothes. And, you know, you can click the link to shop today because she got all kind of deals for affordable pieces of clothing for women of every size. So definitely with the holidays is around the corner, you guys definitely want to make sure that your lady is looking right, or, you know, that your daughter has something presentable to wear. Definitely check out ShalomChic.com. Amen. Daniel Anthony is my guest. I know time is of the essence, but are you enjoying yourself tonight, bro?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Amazing, bro. Amazing. Have you enjoyed the music on tonight as well?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like that rendition of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Nice and jazzy.
If you haven't seen the video, definitely watch the video on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and show Gloria Shalom some love. Never know. Maybe she can be on your next project, or maybe I can do something in the future. I don't know. So
indeed,
definitely check her out. So, you know, we're naming this up into the show. We've already got your social media information. But what we did not get is your favorite scripture. So, what is your favorite scripture?
Well, I have a lot. I have a lot. I would have to say one of them definitely is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, says the Lord. Like, just even that piece right there, it says so much, you know what I mean? And just knowing that God has your best interests at hand, in his hands, you know what I mean? You know, and it goes on to say thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. You know, I think a lot of times what happens, we tend to worry so much about things that might happen. You know what I mean? And we don't, you even mentioned it earlier about us not putting our trust in the Lord. And sometimes we forget, you know, and even some of the best of us, you know, we may think we have it all together, or we may think that, you know, we got, you know, this Christian life down pat, and nothing is going to stop us from being, you know, the best Christian we could ever be, you know what I mean? But, you know, we get into moments where doubt creeps in, or we get into moments where fear creeps in, and just that scripture alone should be able to let us know just how much God thinks of us. And even when nobody else is thinking of you, or when nobody else is supporting you, you know, that just he's there to support you. He's there to give you love, all the love that you ever really need, you know what I mean? And it just speaks a lot to my spirit. But that's just one of them. I have many, and we could go all night, but that's definitely one of my favorites.
Well said, bro, well said. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel Anthony. My first guest on tonight, my second guest is actually on the way. The homie Regal Jones will be live at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central. So you guys definitely want to stick around for that part of the interview as well. Great scripture. I love Romans 1:16. For I am unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation. First to the Jew and then to the Gentile. So I am encouraged to be unashamed and be bold about Jesus and the gospel of Jesus Christ each and every place that I go, wherever I go. I could be in the car at a red light. It don't matter where I'm at. Still going to be unashamed about Jesus. And I've had plenty of people, you know, pull up on the, like, next to me, like, what are you listening to? Bro, this Christian rap, you don't know about this? Yeah, man, I be turned. So I'm in love with Jesus, and he's in love with me. So I'm definitely unashamed and always encouraged by Romans 1:16, because it has been tatted on my heart and on my soul. And Jesus has made a difference in my life, and I'm sure he has made a difference in your life. Daniel Anthony, amen, with 5 more minutes left into, you know, our interview. For anyone that's listening, what's a piece of encouragement that you can give them on tonight, you know, during the holiday season?
Well, you know, I was actually thinking about this when you were playing, I can't remember the guy's name, the spoken word artist. You said Million.
Million, yes, from California.
No, yes. Forgiveness is a major thing. It's one of the hardest things for people to do, because we get in our feelings and stay there. We furnish that whole entire place with everything that's within us, because we just, you know, we get so prideful, you know what I'm saying? We get to the point where we just like, nope, they did me wrong and that's it, you know what I mean? And not realizing that, you know, that unforgiveness settles in and it really wears and tears on your heart, you know what I mean? So especially even for times like these, you know, not just, you know, the fact that we're still in, you know, COVID times, and then, you know, here come the holidays, you know what I mean? And some people can't, you know, be with each other still during the holidays. And that can wear and tear on you. But, you know, forgiveness can be a major, unforgiveness, excuse me, can be a major thing because people get so tied up in what some family member did, you know. And I know a lot of people, there can be some evil people out there, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people that have experienced different things with their family members. And sometimes, you know, yeah, I don't know, it would be hard for me to forgive somebody too. But we all have to remember that forgiveness is for you and not the dismissal of the action of the other person. And just because you forgive them does not mean that you have to, you know, let them back into your life in that way. You know, of course, that trust, you know, if you ever want to have them back in your life that way, you know, the trust has to build. You know what I'm saying? Don't be stupid. You know, don't allow yourself to be, you know, led astray again. You know, the whole, that whole statement of, you know, fool me once, shame on me, you know, but fool me twice. I mean, excuse me, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, because, you know, you don't want to, you know, get to the point where you're letting somebody do the same thing to you over and over again. But at the same time, you want to make sure that you never leave this earth with unforgiveness in your heart. You know, if we ask God for forgiveness, you know, he is just to forgive. And he forgives us of a lot of things, you know, that we do. So if he can forgive us, then I think that it's only right that we do our best to be forgiving towards other people as well. And not just family members, too. You know, I'm talking about people that, you know, are just, you know, off the street. You know, when you're riding in your car and somebody cuts you off, you know what I mean? You want to scream out. You want to honk your horn. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those things where you got to remember, okay, you know what? I have to remember how Christ would handle this. It is what it is. It's not going to take anything off my time to be like, you know what? Let me be cool. Let me be all right.
Great word of encouragement. And you're right. When people cut you out, yeah, you do want to scream. Yeah, you want to put the car in park and you want to get out and say some words. So definitely, we need forgiveness this holiday season.
Most definitely.
That's amazing, bro. Again, man, how can people find you on social media, bro?
Again, on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, it's I'm_DeAnthony. On Facebook, it's I'm DeAnthony. And then on the online itself, you can go to imdeanthony.com, and you can find all my social media as well as all my music there too.
Amen. Well, DeAnthony, man, Daniel Anthony, definitely appreciate you for signing through the show tonight.
Appreciate
again.
You, bro.
If you guys have not heard the King of Combos interview with Daniel Anthony this past Tuesday, definitely inbox me. It's somewhere on the Candid Combo business page. Definitely check that interview out. We had a lot of fun this past Tuesday night, and we always have a good time on Tuesday night on Candid Combos like we are having tonight. Again, Daniel Anthony is my guest. He has two brand new songs out and videos to each single. He's Good featuring Ryland Jr. and Wherever I Go. Is one video on YouTube, what, about 7 minutes long, about 6 minutes and some change?
Something like that, about 7 minutes long. And, yeah, and I got to say real quick, you know, I know a lot of people say that people have short attention spans, but you know what? If you are enjoying what you're hearing, you'll be able to sit there without a problem, you know what I mean? Like you said, it's two songs in one. I definitely hope that it inspires somebody, that it ministers to somebody, and it allows people to understand the goodness of God.
Amen. And his goodness is all around us. Just continue to breathe. You will see it. Just continue to breathe. You will see it. So,
yes.
Daniel Anthony, man, again, thank you for, you know, being my first guest on tonight. Can't wait to have you back on after the project releases in 2022.
Yes,
and, again, you guys follow him everywhere on social media at @IM_DeAnthony. That's Instagram and Twitter. And don't forget to check out his website as well. Daniel Anthony, man, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening with your family, bro. Much love to
you. Thank you, brother. You too.
And I can't wait to have another part two, part three, part four interview. And so
we're just going
to keep on going up as the Lord continues to bless us.
That's right.
You enjoy your night, man. And, again, you guys, don't forget to stream, download, and support his music. He's Good.
Yeah.
And Wherever I Go, and he has a project releasing in 2022. Yep, y'all heard it here first. He released an atomic bomb tonight. So definitely support him. Daniel Anthony, we're going to let you go. I got some exclusive music
from
the homie Flyboy. So enjoy the rest of your evening, man. I think Regal Jones is on the line, but we're going to get into this counterculture joint by the homie Flyboy first. But you guys... stick around. We got some more interviews and some more music for your ears and for your hearts on tonight. Here is Flyboy with Counterculture. Check it out.
Yo, 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 this your man Herman Noble, rocking with KS Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
Safe game.
I decree, I declare, I'm a new me, new me. The old me gone, I'm a new me, new me. I don't move like they move on the other side, other side. So till the day I die, that's what it's gon' be. Counter, counter, culture, counter, culture, counter, culture, counter, culture. I decree, I declare, I'm a new me, new me. The old me gone, I'm a new me.
Bloodstained banner like I'm still woo. But I ain't about that life, I got a new crew. Caught the revelation like somebody threw. And we highly trained disciples, boy, choo choo. Stay on track, train so we stay on track. I'm spirit lit, spirit lit, I play the back. Not just hearers of the word, we bout that application. I ain't talking getting jobs, I'm talking action taking. Flesh die daily, never let it slide. Do they fast, that's a triple homicide. Keep on running from temptation, shout out to your Nike. I don't ever have to lust, shout out to my wife.
I decree, I declare, I'm a new me, new me. The old me gone, I'm a new me, new me. I don't move like they move on the other side, other side. So till the day I die, that's what it's gon' be. Counter, counter, culture, counter, culture, counter, culture, counter, culture, counter, culture. I decree, I declare, I'm a new me, new me. The old me gone, I'm a new me.
I decree, I declare, I'm a new creature. Same old flesh, couple new features. My option for position was stand or hit the stands. Told them put me in the game, I can't stand bleachers. So I'm out here in the field, man, it's plenty harvest. And it's mine for the taking, ain't too many farmers. Giving the commission to go into the world. My idea of true religion go beyond my garment.
I decree, I declare, I'm a new me, new me. The old me gone, I'm a new me, new me. I don't move like they move on the other side, other side. So till the day I die, that's what it's gon' be.
Counter, counter, culture, counter, culture, counter, culture, counter, culture.
I decree, I declare, I'm a new me, new me. The old me gone, I'm a new me.
Hey, this is Essence E, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
What up, y'all? This is Fidel, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Make sure y'all keep it locked in. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to homie Fidel, man, and Essence E from her poetry show that she does. Regal Jones is my second guest on tonight, you guys. Regal, you there, bro?
I'm here, man. How you doing?
I am great. To God be the glory, man. How you feeling tonight, bro?
Awesome, man. I can't complain, man. I'm grateful, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, because little does people know, I had some original guests booked like a month out. And as you know, time came down close to December 10th. I asked him, like, hey, bro, like, we still going to do this interview with all these people you booked in advance? And he was like, nah, bro, I got to postpone it. So I'm glad that I reached out and you agreed to let me interview you and for you to be my second guest on tonight. I'm glad you said yes, because I would have been stuck just doing music. So I'm thankful for you being a guest.
It's definitely a pleasure, bro.
Most definitely, most definitely. So for those who don't know who Regal Jones is, tell us a little bit about yourself.
First and foremost, man, I always lead with God's son. I I grew up in the Cincinnati area. I currently reside in the Augusta, Georgia area. And, man, I just love God and love people, man. And, you know, I've been gifted to communicate it in music.
That's amazing. So you're a rapper, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Rapper, writer of all things, man. And, man, just getting some more things in my heart that God wants me to do. You know what I mean? As it relates to this and other things. So definitely a rapper, and that's what they'll be hearing tonight.
So not only that, but we'll be hearing your testimony, you know, answering questions as well. I do have a question, though, because I've never been to Georgia as far as, like, a radio personality. So how is the music scene different from Cincinnati to Georgia? Like, how is the music scene different?
Oh, I mean, there are some similarities. I think when I was back home, just based on familiarity and you know, how much bigger the city was, there was more things to attend, but, you know, still much more of the same as down here. You know, the difference, it being the South and, you know, the culture being slightly different, but, man, a lot of people got some awesome hearts, man. Since I've been here, I've had the privilege to build with some family in the area, and then Columbia, South Carolina, which is about an hour and a half away, man, they got a really nice scene with some brothers and sisters that got some solid walks and some amazing hearts, man, and they remind me of some of the people that I got down with when I was at home. So they've embraced me since I've been here, and I've had some opportunities to fellowship, do radio, do events, and just show love with them. So there's some similarities in that, and especially in that area, but yeah, man, overall, man, I think we all have the same heart, serve the same God. It's just, you know, more of a country twang down here.
I got you. That's amazing, bro. What made you, you know, say yes about being a guest on tonight's show?
Honestly, man, our relationship, mostly, man, you know what I mean? It's always been a blessing to me when you've had me on here. And I mean, just how far we go back in our history, man. I definitely wanted to be able to meet your request considering what happened, man. And ultimately, I know God don't make mistakes, so naturally I'm filling in, but, you know, spiritually I'm supposed to be here.
Amen. I definitely agree with that. What else do you got planned for this weekend? Anything with the family or anything?
This weekend, man, actually, man, there's a beautiful couple that goes to my church. Shout out to Tim and Ashton. They're getting married tomorrow. So my wife and I are going to go and support and, you know, wish them the greatest on the starting of their life together as a wedded couple.
Amen. Any advice for, like, anybody getting married that might be listening tonight?
Really, really, you know, consider a lot of the things that you may not, when it comes to choosing a spouse, understand that, you know what I mean, the heart of marriage is not the same heart that you go into courting or, you know, having a boyfriend, a girlfriend. And, you know, two can't walk together unless they agree, you know, unless they agree that they're in this for the long haul and, you know, they're going to take their vows seriously. And you know what I mean? There's this marriage is not easy, but it's beautiful. And you get out of marriage what you put into it. And ultimately, if you can, before getting married, embrace the season that God takes you through of dying to yourself, because there's a lot of selflessness that's required in marriage. And you end up learning a lot about yourself and discovering more layers that you have to peel off. So don't be discouraged by what you end up running into. But when I marriage counsel, man, one of the biggest things I dig into is your motive. Why? Because, you know, why you're married can often keep you married. And I also dig into, you know, other relationships and other things that you may need to be delivered from, so that you can be the right type of mate. And, you know, honestly, when you get delivered from trauma, you may even find that, you know, the person that you're with may be somebody that's better fit for your bondage than your freedom. So, you know, all of those things really need to be considered, and the costs need to be counted before you jump into it. That was a mouthful, but hopefully that blessed somebody.
Amen. Now, we do have two of your songs in queue, He Living In Me and Legendary. I think Legendary is your newest release, right?
Yes. That came out at the end of August. August 27th, to be exact, man.
So tell us the inspiration behind Legendary.
Legendary really was a handwritten testament to a process, man. I've had some things character-wise and some inconsistencies that I've had to battle, honestly, in my walk, even as a believer, that, man, it was just me reaching the point where I was ready to make up my mind about who I was going to be in certain areas of my life. And, you know, not necessarily a sin struggle as much as, you know, just things like procrastination, and you know what I mean? You know, going at things half-heartedly, you know, committing to things without, you know, counting the cost, and just making decisions in some area because, you know, Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So, man, I was just deciding, you know what I mean, even though the term legendary may, you know what I mean, for some communicate to, you know, carnal success, man. You know, the legend that I follow died to himself so that a whole world can live. So, man, it was a death to self so that I can become the version of me that God sees. So, man, that's just me speaking on that.
Amen. Well, who produced your track titled Legendary?
None other than the legendary K-Drama himself.
Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into your track right now. This is Legendary by the homie Regal Jones right here on KS Radio Show. Let's get it.
Let's go.
Yeah. Don't do it for fame, and money's just a bonus. I'm not in love with the game. My focus is the target, my ethics say ready aim. My execution fire, competitors feel the flame. If I don't hit the mark, my effort won't be the flame. No, life don't happen sometimes, that's how the game go. Working while they sleep and shining while they awake. Phone ain't an option, I die for I pray. Struggle long enough, bruh, that's on God. But I'ma push limits till I beat their eyes. Stick with my decision, if it's healthy for the vision. Subject to the doubters, man, enjoy our prison. If they ask about me, average, they won't say that about me. Dead weight, I don't keep that around me, cause I don't like to carry it. Minute it's discovered, I bury it. R.I.P. Legendary of us. They cool with mediocre, they probably wasn't with us. Taking days off, it's something we don't discuss. We know we gotta earn it, ain't nothing given to us. Legendary of us. They cool with mediocre, they probably wasn't with us. Taking days off, it's something we don't discuss. We know we gotta earn it, ain't nothing given to us. We stay on, go. Whoa. Pedal to the flow, and we ain't letting up one time. Letting everybody know we go hard. Oh God, they gon' think we lost our mind. We legendary. Nobody owe me nothing. Facts. Procrastination cost me racks. Somebody gotta convince me I don't own it. And I'm usually my toughest opponent. Early in the morning, I be on the grind. Heart full of passion, goals on my mind. Family is the fuel, I'm never on empty. Spirit is the battery, I know who sent me. Hey,
My mentality on my but crib for the family, lost sweet for my mama. Random acts of kindness like Shala from Wakanda. Help with education for those who can't afford, right there on my vision board. Most useful when I'm the best me, so I'm polishing my craft and I'm staying stress free. See, homie, I just work hard and be quiet. That's what I call a cat free diet. L.O.B. Legendary of us. They cool with mediocre, they probably wasn't with us. Taking days off is something we don't discuss. We know we gotta earn it, ain't nothing given to us. Legendary of us. They cool with mediocre, they probably wasn't with us. Taking days off is something we don't discuss. We know we gotta earn it, ain't nothing given to us. We stay on, go. Whoa. Pedal to the flow, and we ain't letting up one time. Letting everybody know we go hard. On guard, they gon' think we lost our mind. We legendary.
Hey, that was the homie Regal Jones, who is my guest on tonight with his track called Legendary. And one artist that comes to mind when you, you know, when you say legendary is the homie A-Eazy, because he is definitely on the grind. And I am sorry that I haven't had a chance to play his new song before, but we got to get into his new song tonight. Here is Living Nightmare by A-Eazy featuring the homie Brody Da Vinci. You guys keep it locked. We got more with the homie Regal Jones coming up next.
Yo, this is Brody Da Vinci, and you are now tuned in to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Bless.
this is Tiffany, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the exclusive interviews and music.
It's your boy, RL, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show.
Home to the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music.
We repping Jesus Christ, baby, let's go!
Hey, man, y'all know how we do it on Friday nights, man. We get litty for the Lord, man. The homie Regal Jones is here live and direct. Regal, man, I'm loving that legendary track, bro, man. I know you're working on more music, man. I know you got something coming in 2022.
Definitely got some more in the tank and got some more in the vault, man. I'm excited about what's coming next, man. You'll definitely probably be the first to hear it.
Hey, man, well, I'm looking forward to it. I know, you know, if you give me the permission, I will allow my partnership to listen to it, too. But we are definitely in for a treat if everything goes according to plan, right? Because that legendary track is something to be digested and understood, and you don't release nothing that don't need to be understood. So I'm looking forward to whatever you're
appreciate
releasing,
that,
who's ever featuring on it. And I'm going to play it as often as I can. You already know, bro.
Hey, man. Yeah, next single coming is a song I'm working on called Tesla, man. And it's just more of me just getting to my freedom, man. But I definitely look forward to you hearing it, man. Coming soon.
Now, with you being an artist, you know, growing up, did you have any, like, musical influences that you, like, looked to or, like, that you considered as role models?
Honestly, man, I was a fan of music from a very, very young age, but to be 100% honest, my biggest influences musically were right in my house and coming by my house. My older brother, he had been rapping since probably his early teenage years, and we're about 10 years apart, so you know, at the age of two, you know, I was giving it a go even when I wasn't making words make sense. And, you know, he had an influence by my older sister, which, you know, is a piece of rap royalty herself. So it's in the blood. And I mean, it's something that I've always loved. And I've been at it since like a very, very young child. But, man, him and, you know, all the dudes that he rap with over the years were people who had their hands on the gift helping me develop. So, I would say, you know, being in the studio with them would make them my greatest influences, man. And, man, they taught me a lot, and I wouldn't be, you know, the artist I am and had the studio etiquette I have without, you know, them developing me.
Amen. Now we all know it's December. Does the Jones family have any Christmas traditions that they do every year?
Man, my wife comes from a two-parent home, so I mean, she is really big on bringing those traditions. One of the traditions that we have is pajamas, you know, opening our pajamas the night before and, you know, waking up in the pajamas and, you know, letting the kids open whatever they open and then, you know, doing the real big for breakfast the morning of. This year we may be trying something a little bit different. We may be actually going the week before down to Orlando because one of the biggest wishes that my daughters have is to see the princesses at Disney World. So that may be a new twist on it, but we'll still be back that next week on the day of doing our pajama thing.
That's beautiful, bro. Taking your princess to go see some other princesses. I love it.
That's it.
That's amazing, bro. Safe travels to you and the Joneses family and everyone that will be traveling with you down to Orlando and back. My next question is, Regal, since, you know, you're a man of faith and you're a man of God, do you have any favorite scriptures?
Oh, man. 1 John 4, I think, pretty much the whole book in 1 Corinthians. Man, all the love scriptures really hit different for me. Probably about a year or so into my walk, man, I just had a real love encounter. Everybody I tell it to, and I won't get too lengthy with it, I tell them it's a baptism of love. So 1 Corinthians 13:4-8 is probably my favorite. And then, you know, 1 John 4:8, where it talks about, you know what I mean, God being love. And then Galatians 5, when it just reminds us of the fruits of his spirit and his character, man, I would say the combination of those just really, you know, make me come alive and even convict me in certain parts of my life. So.
Amen. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Bible tells us that God is love. And, you know, he that dwells in God, and, you know, God is in him and love is in him. So all of God's characteristics and attributes should be in us because we have, you know, given our life over to God. And our heart should be transformed and changed because of who God is in our lives. So I definitely agree with all of the love scriptures and, you know, how they can be inspiring and impactful. So that's amazing because a lot of us, we forget who and what our first love is. So that's amazing that
Absolutely.
You take those scriptures to heart in such a mighty and impactful way to shape your, you know, shape your life and your walk around those specific scriptures. It's amazing because all of us, you know, we all got different testimonies and different journeys, but we all absorb scriptures differently. I asked Daniel Anthony, my guest before you, what his favorite scripture was, and he said something in Proverbs. He said a proverb that I've never heard before. I was like, what? So, yeah, it's pretty amazing how us as believers, men and women, that we absorb scripture differently and how it shapes our journey with the Lord and how he has called us to do specific things and, you know, put our skills to work and our gifts to work as well. Which leads me to my new song tonight. A good friend of ours, RL Music, Ricardo Lambert, is actually working on an album. He released this, well, I don't know if he released it or not, but it's on his YouTube channel, featuring the homie Jania from Pickle, but now he's in Atlanta, with God and Me. And it's different to hear Jania sing, but I think you will enjoy this. Have you heard this new song by RL?
I haven't. RL need to get at me. Quit playing.
I'm going to shoot him a text tomorrow and put a bug in his ear. But we're going to go ahead and get into one of his new songs called God and Me, featuring the homie Jania right here exclusively on the KS Radio Show. You guys keep it locked. We got more with the homie Regal Jones up next. Let's get it.
It's your boy, RL, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show.
Home to the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music.
We reppin' Jesus Christ, baby. Let's go!
Get it. Yeah.
Put me in the fridge, I'm the coldest. I ain't that big, but my God is. Hey, Big Brother D, he the oldest. Why, everybody scared of this COVID.
Yeah,
I be in my lane like I'm bowling. Get your light shining bright, I be shining. Hey, put on them shades cause I'm shining. It's the God in me, that's why I'm smiling. I got superpowers, it's the spirit. You can have it too, God freely gives it, yeah. This is my reality. I can't do it on my own, it's the God in me, yeah. So I ain't tryna fumble on the goal line. Celebrate touchdown, is my time. I'm blessed cause I got favor. It's just the God in me. When they ask me how I do it,
God in me,
I tell them there ain't none to it.
God in me,
when they ask me how I do it,
God in me,
I tell them God help me through it.
God in me,
and when they ask me how I do it,
God
with
me.
Without him, I ain't nothing, a little bitty branch, nothing, he's divine, good, nothing, it's the God in me,
hey,
yeah, now it's the God in me,
it's the God in me,
Gotta start walking what you talking. Whole lot of Christians out here falling. Fear took control of your calling. Time to live the word but you stalling. It's a shame to see what you run into. You toss like the sea, beat you black and blue. All the times he saved you from drowning. So many you done gave up counting. Now you relying on science. The TV lying was compliant. Won't stop trying, no silence. Pressure replying with no violence. They form the system, you walking right in. Say you don't conform, but you give them the win. What part of the Bible you read and apply? You quote the scriptures, but live in
when
a
they
lie.
Ask me how do it,
God and me,
I tell them there ain't none to it.
God and me,
and when they ask me how do it,
God and me,
I tell them God help me through it.
God and me,
and when they ask me how I do it,
God and me,
without him I ain't nothing, nothing, a little bitty branch, nothing, nothing, he's divine, yeah, nothing, nothing, it's the God of me, yeah, now it's the God of me.
That's what happens. God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. Quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
Hey, this is Dina May, and you're listening to the one and only KS Radio Show, home of exclusive interviews and music.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Hey, what's up? This is V Rose, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home to the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Keep it locked.
Now, y'all heard it here first. That was RL featuring J Nib with God and Me. Again, I'm not sure when RL is releasing the project, but you guys definitely want to subscribe to his YouTube channel so you can stay up to date. Regal Jones is my guest on tonight. I want to give a big shout out to the homie Don Hunt that just called in from the, as well as all of the other listeners from all over the world that's listening live right now. Regal, man, how you feeling, bro? You enjoying it? Did you enjoy that God and Me track?
I'm blessed, man. I'm always impressed by RL, man. One thing I can say about Buddy, man, is he continues to evolve, and the man is a machine, man. He's passionate about what he does, and you hear it every time. You know what I mean? He come on the track, so man, that's a nice look right there. I'm gonna start streaming that myself. Is it out already?
I don't think it's on his YouTube channel now. You know, RL, he don't really release music, but I think it's gonna be on the album that he's putting out. So
cool.
Definitely check it out. Regal, man, you got any shout-outs you want to give on tonight, bro?
Man, shout-out to my wife, man, my kids. Shout-out to all the listeners. You just mentioned Don, man. Don being a huge support from, man, we talking 10-plus years, man. So, man, shout-out to Don. And, man, shout-out to all the KS listeners, and shout-out to you, brother.
Hey, man. Regal, man, you got this other song featuring Legend. The homie K. Rowe, he living in me. Tell us a little bit about this track.
Man, it's an anthem, man, and man, it's face value, man. I'm spirit filled, and you know, in him I live, move, and have my being, man. And this is just a celebration of that, man. Honestly, what's so crazy is, it was the first track I ever recorded once I got to Augusta, and I actually recorded it in my father's bedroom, who's no longer here, man. So it was sentimental value, and also Holy Spirit that led me to share it tonight. So, man, I hope y'all enjoy it.
Hey, man, who produced He Living in Me?
Digital Beats. Digital Beats is a producer that I subscribe to. No personal relationship on this one, man. But shout out to the homie K-Row for coming through, man. He got the record after I had recorded it and was like, yo, it need this. And, you know, without me having even figured out how to do it, he just recorded it and sent it back to me, and it was magic from there.
Magic. That's how it happened. Magic. That's what's up. And there's very few people that you connect with that you have that, you know, that very that strong spiritual connection to. And I'm guessing K-Roy is one of those individuals because he's been rocking with you
Big
so
facts.
Long and vice versa.
Big facts, man. He was actually, first of all, he prophesied over me when I was in 11th grade and didn't even understand what a prophetic word was, and told me that God was going to use my gift. I went all the way the opposite direction, and as soon as I actually gave my life to God and, you know, started making music for him, he was the first person I called, you know what I mean? And he kind of brought me on the scene while he was preaching, introducing me to pastors, and, you know, a lot of the relationships that I have came through, you know, his introduction to the scene. So a big shout out to Big Bro.
Good stuff. Well, here is Regal with He Living in Me, featuring the homie K-Ro right here on the KS Radio Show, man. Y'all keep it locked, man. Let's go.
He living in me. He living in me. He living in me. He living in me. He living in me.
It's
he
your boy, Regal.
He living in me. He living
Yo.
In me.
Jesus Avenue, Emmanuel Boulevard. Permanent address. Where spirit rests. Or you can call me Regal if that's complicated. Change here, seeking love, be accommodated. Change here, seeking peace, get the same thing. Don't like it, homie, shoot. Bang, bang. Try killing something already dead. Sort of silly, bruh. Sound like a waste of your leg, yeah. Nice to meet you, I'm Regal Jones from FPF. Natty Zone, such a clone, look like Jay Nitty. Need this my attention, if it's worth it. That should be the stand down, find it so absurd. Whole lot of potential in the spot, believe me. The one who sent me truly think a lot of y'all. Further ado, excuse me while I call on the Spirit to bring freedom to us all. Come Holy Spirit.
Have seen a thug cry.
Spirit fall.
I see a gang up. Have seen a man die. The live I have and my new life came from.
He living in me. 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 He living in me.
He living in me. He living in me.
I am his temple, no longer empty. Know a few who the left block found a purpose, so they pass kick rocks, get behind me. Never was a thug, life gave me that. But my life wasn't truth, so I gave it back. Had to learn thugs, but you can unlearn. Bruh, I did it, now it's your turn. Heard their excuses inside the book. Man, your heart like those to the nails that it took. Understand you been down, but some thorns was his crown. Just a way you lost to be found. You ain't even know. He living in me, let him live in you. Not a lost cause, you're valuable. Not worthless, you got purpose. The gospel, not sure if you heard this, but the
have seen a thug cry.
Spirit fall,
I see a gang go. Have seen a man die. And the live I have and my new life came from.
He living in me. 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 He living in me.
living in me. He living in me. He living in me.
This John Doe. You listening to the KS Radio Show, the home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. You heard me? Check!
Yeah. I'm still talking that kingdom talk, dog. Yeah.
Had to put some faith on some things I couldn't see. Once you know the truth, it's the truth that set you free. Pardon me, I was walking on the sea. How you say you woke, but we finding out you sleep. Had to put some faith on some things I couldn't see. Once you know the truth, it's the truth that set you free. Pardon me, I was walking on the sea. How you say you woke, but we finding out you sleep. Had to walk by faith, cause I couldn't use my eyes. Fire in my bones cause I really got baptized. Still rapping Jesus cause I know that he the Christ. Off that revelation we get keys to build it right. Called for a purpose, I was born to do his will. Lay my life down, I'll do anything for him. Never could forget how he snatched me out the pit. When I had nothing I found out he was legit. That's a fact. What you complaining about? When a storm come we find out what your faith about. Yeah, that's how the team do it. Any mountain in my way, I must speak to it and get it out of here. Had to put some faith on some things I couldn't see. Once you know the truth, it's the truth that set you free. Pardon me, I was walking on the sea. How you say you woke, but we finding out you sleep. Had to put some faith on some things I couldn't see. Once you know the truth, it's the truth that set you free. Pardon me, I was walking on the sea. How you say you woke, but we finding out you sleep.
My old life, I got rid of. That new sight got me chilling. That new life got me backing up. Moonwalking, thriller. New love, I got plenty. I empty out, I'ma fill up. Catch me walking on the sheet. Boy, I rep the three, that's a pull up. But I pray that they hit me now. I had to get rid of, laid down from the Henny. I beat in my spirit, cause I had to clean me out. All of this drug got me feeling like Feeny now. I had to get out, I know how you feeling now. Full of the world with no one to pull me out. All of my faithful, it seem like he coming out. But I'm just saying my sin, it didn't care about nothing. Oh my, I gotta care about his people. Not by sight, be careful what you see though. But I might not be straight like timelines. But my time doesn't really matter to me though. But who defines time and proves divine life and used to set free by faith, not by sight? But who defines time and proves divine life and used to set free by faith, not by sight?
Had to put some faith on some things I couldn't see. Once you know the truth, it's the truth that set you free. Pardon me, I was walking on the sea. How you say you woke, but we finding out you sleep. Had to put some faith on some things I couldn't see. Once you know the truth, it's the truth that set you free. Pardon me, I was walking on the sea. How you say you woke, but we finding out you sleep.
You can't say that you love God and hate his creation. It just doesn't mix. You know, I love the scripture in Isaiah 1:17 that says, look to do good, seek justice, defend the oppressed. And in today's society, in today's age, it's so necessary. And not enough of us are doing it. It's one thing to stand behind a phone or a computer and tweet something out, question something. But when you're in the thick of it and you're the recipient of the injustice on a daily basis, it changes everything for you. So the responsibility can't fall on anybody else but us, especially as believers, especially as Christians. Jesus was an activist. Actions speak louder than words. Gotta stand next to our brothers and sisters. Gotta stand up for justice. Gotta do what's right, because that's exactly what Jesus would do. And he said to love your neighbor as yourself.
Hey, yo, it's Ray. You're not rocking with the KS Radio Show. Alicia, what up? God bless.
Hey, man, we are back. Of course, we got 16 minutes left into the show. Of course, my guest is none other than Regal Jones. We play his track, He Living In Me, featuring K-Roe. And then after that, we played the joint by the homie Reborn, Not By Sight, featuring R3G. Quick announcement, the homie R3G is releasing his first ever solo project titled Timely Manner. I believe it drops on all digits, but his first concert is tomorrow. The Timely Manner release concert is tomorrow, I believe, at 6:30 in Dayton, Ohio, maybe Ketterington, Ohio. The address is 9995 Wilmington Pike. Definitely come out tomorrow. Support the homie. And if you're up at 12 o'clock midnight, stream that project. Regal Jones is my guest, man. You enjoying yourself tonight, bro?
Enjoying myself, man. I was just about to ask who that last joint was. I'm glad you put it out there.
Oh, yeah, Reborn featuring R3G off of, I believe the project is titled I Am Convinced by Reborn. He just put it out probably about a month or so ago. So, yeah, definitely check out that, too. He got some crazy features from Dupre on there. Every track, no lie, is a classic. No lie, like the whole project is worthy to listen to without skipping. No cap. And I don't say that often. Shout out to the homie Reborn. And the homie Joe Focus is listening live, as well as Don Hunt. And the homie Lloyd Christopher, met him at an A-Easy video shoot. And we've been boys ever since. So thank you all for listening live. I do got another call that called in. Thank you for calling in from, you know, Cincinnati holding down tonight, as well as Kentucky, and I believe that's Indiana. Regal, man, before we get out of here, is there any words of encouragement that you would like to give the people that, you know, might be struggling around the holidays?
Oh, man, I was just actually talking to a cousin of mine, and, man, I was just having a similar conversation because she lost two parents, and you know what I mean? This time of year hits a lot of people for the same reason, man, and I just encourage people to embrace the comforter, man. You know what I mean? You know, if we remember Charlie Brown and Peanuts, which is famous around Christmas, man. Linus didn't go anywhere without that blanket, man, and that comforter, man. If you keep it with you, you'll find that peace that passes understanding. You know what I mean? Where it doesn't necessarily make sense not to be mourning to the point of depression. You'll find that the joy of the Lord will be your strength, and you'll be able to, you know what I mean, remember the things that made you smile about the people that you miss. You'll take on that posture of wanting to honor them with your life, you know what I mean, and live out all of those things and you know what I mean, exemplify every seed they planted in your life, in your heart. So, I just want to encourage them to know that, you know what I mean, I'm praying for them, you know what I mean, and my heart is with them because, you know, I know what it's like to naturally miss somebody, but I also know the strength of God, you know what I mean, and the power of his might to make a situation like that not be so overwhelming to where it makes your heart sick.
Amen. And like you say, yeah, a lot of people they struggle with, you know, with this time of year, either with, you know, homelessness or death or, you know, the loss of a job, and, you know, trying to like make sure that your kids have the perfect Christmas that they, you know, imagine or desire. So, yeah, definitely take the comforter with you everywhere you go, and keep Jesus at the center of everything that you do, say, and think, because he's the only one that has the final say, and he's the only one that can do anything and everything, because there's nothing too hard for him. So, yeah, man, definitely appreciate you for being on the show tonight. Again, thank you to all of my listeners. Shout out to all of my partners, Eve's Garden, Rosalind Smith Counseling, as well as ShalomCheek.com. Definitely check out overcomeapparel.com for any apparel needs for men and women. The links are in the description. Another big shout out to all of my partners, my online radio partners, Charger Station Radio, Must Be Heard Radio, Living Witness TV, GSWC Radio down in Memphis, Tennessee, holding it down. You guys can listen to the replays as you wish. Regal Jones, man, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Man, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all at I Am Regal Jones. Tap in with me, man. I'm real people.
Amen. Anything in 2022 we can look forward to you know, other than music, are you doing any traveling or anything?
Honestly, man, I'm looking to not only, you know, promote what I'm doing, but really in prayer about, you know, promoting some other artists and producers as well. The Lord's been really dealing with me in my heart about writing some other types of media, like, you know, movies and other things and stories and stuff like that. So just really looking to get before God in the rest of this fourth quarter to, you know, see what his plan is, man, and you'll begin to see glimpses of all of that.
Amen. Now, we did play He Living In Me and Legendary. Are those tracks on digital platforms anywhere? If so, where?
Yes. You can actually get all of those wherever music can be streamed and heard. Legendary was released as a single, and, you know, more singles will be coming, but He Living In Me is actually from an album, self-titled Regal. So you can actually listen to that whole body of work along with that song.
Amen. And with you being my second guest, it's only right that I ask you to close us out in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Say less. Father God, we just thank you, God, for your presence, God. I thank you, God, for the listeners, God. I thank you, God, for the body and the believers, Father. And I thank you, God, for you being in the midst of us, Father, and you sitting high and looking low, Father. I know that we can make a cliche out of that, but Father, I just thank you, God, that you are above all of the things that we may immerse ourselves in. And Father, you're greater, Father, than anything that may form itself against us, Father. I just ask that you continue to strengthen our hearts, God, to keep our minds stayed on you, Father. And we just thank you for the perfect peace, Father, of those, God, who keep their mind stayed on you because they trust you, Father. I thank you, God, that in this season, Father, where the battles are immense, Father, that you continue to guard us, God. You said that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous run in and are safe, Father. So I just thank you for safety, God. I thank you for comfort, God. I thank you for peace. And, Father, I thank you, God, for your children, Father, coming forth and shining, Father. You said that the world is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So, Father, I just thank you, God, for your children and your remnant, Father, who own, Father, the fact that their lives are not their own, Father God. Those who deny themselves, pick up their cross and follow you, Father. And I just thank you, God, for the extra grace for those, God, who are seeking you with their whole heart. And Father, I thank you that we find you, God, and that you continue to transform us by the renewing of our mind. And we bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Regal, you know, salvation is like essential, not just because it's the holiday times, but period. Without Jesus, we wouldn't be, you know, change agents. We would still be, you know, stuck in our sins. And, of course, with 2022 being on the horizon, it's around the corner, you know, with the New Year's coming and everything, which means new temptations, new devils, new levels. But because we have surrendered to Jesus, so to speak, we're safe, right, because we're saved. But there are people that are in the world that are not saved, right? And I want to encourage you guys that are listening who don't know Jesus, okay? Because this platform is great only because of Jesus, because of how much he is to me. Regal Amen. Jones is my guest because the blood has transformed his life as well, because he surrendered to Christ, and he gave his heart and his life to Christ as well. So I just want to encourage you guys to give your life to Christ, and if you are, you know, if you're straddling the fence, then this is a good time, this is a great time to, you know, hear the Lord if he's knocking on your heart, to answer that door, to let him come in and, you know, sup with you, to, you know, fellowship with you, to show you a different way of doing life, a different way out of that, you know, that situation that you're in, because he's the only one that can save you. So I have a salvation clip from the homie Reborn that I don't have to play right now. And in the case of you think that you are not good enough, I just want to encourage you and let you know that Jesus died for you because he loves you too. So here is the salvation clip right here on the KS Radio Show.
I want to read passage in Romans 10. It says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I received that salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now, and we're celebrating right now with you wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
KS Nation, this your boy Marty the Greatest, and I'm rocking with my bro Alicio, aka
KS the Legend,
and you are now caught up in a lituation on the KS Radio Show.
Hey man, you guys, again, I completely agree with everything that Reborn said in the salvation clip. And again, if you are outside of the ark of safety, if you have never accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, then tonight is a good night to hopefully experience him and have an encounter with him. Regal Jones was my guest. Regal, any last remarks?
And just thanking you again for having me, man, and thanking the listeners for tapping in, man, those who, you know, listen live and those who'll be listening in the future, man, and my prayers are with everybody this evening.
Amen. Well, Regal, since you are my guest, I'm going to give you the last song of the night. We have D1, Jillian Ellis, Lecrae, Mr. Church, BRM, or Kevi Morse. What song you want to hear? What song we going to close out with?
Let's close out with the big homie and brother, Big Steve.
Amen. So something exclusive. Again, you guys, Big Steve is going to be releasing his project, I believe, on December 18th. I think it's his 16th project. But you guys can follow me everywhere at KS. Yes, he is. You guys can follow me everywhere on social media at KS Radio Show. That's Instagram and Twitter. And you guys have a blessed weekend. Again, thanks to all my partners, Must Be Heard Radio Show, Charging Station Radio, GSWC, down in Memphis, Tennessee, holding it down. And if anybody wants to, you know, sow into my ministry financially, you can send donations through the Cash App, the $ capital E-L-I-S-E-O, capital T-O-R-R-E-Z. And again, you guys are going to go ahead and close the show out with the homie Big Steve with Big Muscles right here exclusively. Radio show, man. Y'all keep it locked. Much love, peace, good night, and God bless. Have a great weekend. And again, keep Jesus at the center of everything you do, say, and think. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Let's get it.
The world ain't been doing your life. Might as well admit you need the Lord in your life. You know that the world ain't been doing your right. Might as well admit you need the Lord in your life. Getting strong, made it through the struggle. Never lost faith, money about to double. Turn it all the way up. Yeah, we through with being subtle. Head up, hands high. Jesus coming, they in trouble. Forget about who the one talking the slickest. So many people be living so wicked. Preacher be telling me stay in the spirit. When I be mad, I don't wanna hear it. When I be broke, I don't like the feeling. Not about the panic, that's why I be chilling. You know it's love, it's one in a million. Not about the struggle, we making a killing. Might as well admit when they drink, it don't help the way that they think. Keep your eyes open, don't blink. God still working out my kinks. We unashamed, why didn't I say in his name? No, I don't care about fame. Breaking the chain, praying that people go change. Promise they won't be the same. Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle. Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle. Never lost faith, money about to double. The world they been doing your life. Might as well admit you need the Lord in your life. You know that the world they been doing your right. Might as well admit you need the Lord in your life. No gossiping, nah boy, that's that Wendy Williams. Don't tear it down, we building. Got videos, we filming. Some people's testimony, deeper than the Lakers. She fast like Jamaicans. Yeah, the world need a savior. Can't forget my heritage. Gotta pray for their marriages. Not paying for no therapist. Don't gotta experiment. Curiosity might take them to the grave. E-40 said don't save them. But people gotta get saved. Not from the South, but we walk it out. No arguing, we talk it out. We up late, Waffle House. Need an update, who coming out? Blessings on blessings, stop the finesse. Stay connected with the block like Tetris. The world ain't been doing your right. Might as well admit you need the Lord in your life. You know that the world ain't been doing your right. Might as well admit you need the Lord in your life. Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle. Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle. Never lost faith, money about to double. Big muscles, getting strong, made it through the struggle. Never lost faith, money about to double. Turn it all the way up. Yeah, we through with being subtle. Head up, hands high. Jesus coming, they in trouble.